ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे मणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ द डिसेंबर मैराथन, कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5, चैप्टर एंटाइटल नारदास इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम, टेक्स्ट 11। तत् वाक् विसर्ग जनता अघ विप्लव यस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोकम् अबद्धवती अपि नामानि अनन्तस्य यशः अंकितानि यत् श्रृण्वन्ति गायन्ति गृह्णन्ति साधव तद्वाग्विसर्गो जनताघ विप्लवो। यस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोकमबद्धवत्यपि नामान्यनन्तस्य यशोऽङ्कितानि शृण्वन्ति गायन्ति गृह्णन्ति साधवः। तद्वाग्विसर्गो जनताघ विप्लवो यस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोकमबद्धवत्यपि नामान्यनन्तस्य यशोऽङ्कितानि यत् शृण्वन्ति गायन्ति गृह्णन्ति साधवः। तद्वाग्विसर्गो जनताघ विप्लवो यस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोकमबद्धवत्यपि नामान्यनन्तस्य यशोऽङ्कितानि यत् शृण्वन्ति गायन्ति गृह्णन्ति साधवः। माताजी That vak vocabulary visarga creation janata the people in general agha sins viplavaha revolutionary yasmin in which pratishlokam each and every stanza Abadhavati, irregularly composed. Api, in spite of. Namani, transcendental names, etc. Anantasya, of the unlimited Lord. Yashaha, glories. Ankitani, depicted. Yat, what? Shrinavanti, do hear. Gayanti, do sing. Grinanti, do accept. Sadhava, the purified men who are honest. Translation and purport by His Divine Guru Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation. Full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literature, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Purport. It is a qualification of the great thinkers to pick up the best even from the worst. It is said that the intelligent man should pick up nectar from a stock of poison, should accept gold even from a filthy place, should accept a good and qualified wife even from an obscure family, and should accept a good lesson even from a man or from a teacher who comes from the untouchables. These are some of the ethical instructions for everyone in every place without exception. But a saint is far above the level of an ordinary man. He is always absorbed in glorifying the Supreme Lord because by broadcasting the holy name and fame of the Supreme Lord, the polluted atmosphere of the world will change. And as a result of propagating the transcendental literatures like Srimad Bhagavatam, people will become sane in their transactions. While preparing this commentary on this particular stanza of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have a crisis before us. Our neighboring friend China has attacked the border of India with a militaristic spirit. We have practically no business in the political field. Yet we see that previously there were both China and India and they both lived peacefully for centuries without ill feeling. The reason is that they lived those days in an atmosphere of God consciousness. and every country over the surface of the world was God-fearing, pure-hearted and simple, and there was no question of political diplomacy. There is no cause of quarrel between the two countries, China and India, over land, which is not very suitable for habitation. And certainly there is no cause for fighting on this issue. But due to the age of quarrel, Kali, which we have discussed, there is always a chance of quarrel on slight provocation. This is due not to the issue in question, but to the polluted atmosphere of this age. Systematically there is propaganda by a section of people to stop glorification of the name and fame of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, there is a great need for disseminating the message of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. It is the duty of every responsible Indian to broadcast the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the world, to do all the supermost good as well as to bring about the desired peace in the world. Because India has failed in her duty by neglecting this responsible work, there is so much quarrel and trouble all over the world. We are confident that if the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam is received only by the leading men of the world, certainly there will be a change of heart, and naturally the people in general will follow them. So it's a long purport. We read till here. So we welcome all the devotees and guests on the occasion of the December marathon, which happens for the whole month of December, and it is centered around distributing Srila Prabhupada's books profusely to one and all. As Prabhupada mentions in this particular purport, that it is the duty of India to distribute this literature all over the world. Today, India's population being 1.2 billion, 130 crores, out of which we have at least more than 70% of people under the age of 35. And therefore the youth population of India, which is currently going to colleges, and there are more than 56,000 colleges in India, 27 crore people, students are studying in the schools, in more than 15 lakh schools, and around 3 crore students are studying in the colleges in India. But with all of these statistics, still we have at least 600 million people who are illiterate as per the standard of international standards, where you should be studied till the class 5. Within our country, the standard made by the government is if you can write your own name, then you are literate. By that, 300 million are illiterate. But if you go by the other standard, that till 5th class you have to be educated, then it is 600 million. And with all of this emphasis on education, still we find that there are 370 people committing suicide every day, 2,000 crore rupees worth of drugs entering into the country across the borders, and there is severe anxiety, depression, distress, addictions, several kinds of social anomalies which is afflicting society. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in this particular purport a very important point, that by spreading the spiritual knowledge, and Srila Prabhupada presents Srimad Bhagavatam as a cultural presentation for the re-spiritualization of society. And that will transform the very fabric of this nation. Many of you who have gone beyond the 12th standard do not know that 88% of the students who begin the education system in India do not cross beyond the 12th standard. So the 12th standard is known as the educational line of control. And then only 12% of the students actually manage to go beyond the 12th standard and study. But whether it is up till 12th standard or beyond 12th standard, still the biggest lacuna is that with the world population being 7.6 billion with 31% Christians, 23% Muslims, 16% atheists and 15% Hindus and 8.5% Buddhists, we have more than a billion Hindus across the world, still there is no system anywhere within India for formal education of Hindu philosophy or the Vedic Sanatan Dharma. And this is a cause of great regret, whereas we have countries across the world where you could register for a PhD in religion, you could actually connect with Department of Religious Studies across the world, but in India one does not have that privilege so far. And therefore we hope that with the new education policy coming up very soon, just like Lakshmi was liberated in 1991 in India, very soon Saraswati will also be liberated. And there will be opportunities for Indians to actually study academically the philosophy of various religions in a proper systematic manner. In the absence of this kind of a scenario, what His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada has done is something extraordinary. Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON in 1966, but if you go through Srila Prabhupada's life's journey, we find that it is pretty interesting that Srila Prabhupada, he actually was born way back in 1896. But from that period till now, his life's journey has been extraordinary. 1896 he was born. 1922 Srila Prabhupada meets Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In 1932 Srila Prabhupada becomes initiated. In 1939, Srila Prabhupada gets the title of Bhakti Vedanta. In 1944, he begins the Back to Godhead magazine. So just after initiation, one of the first recognitions which Srila Prabhupada got was over his expertise in Srimad Bhagavatam, and understanding the philosophy, because of which he was recognized as Bhakti Vedanta in 1939. And then in 1944 he began the Back to Godhead magazine. In 1956 Srila Prabhupada comes to Vrindavan. And in 1959 Srila Prabhupada takes sannyas. Along with taking sannyas, Srila Prabhupada starts writing the translations and commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam for the first time in the English language. That means from the time when Vyasadeva inspired, Narad Muni inspired Vyasadeva, we find that the Srimad Bhagavatam has always been in Sanskrit, and in the last few hundred years maybe in Bengali, when some of the acharyas translated and gave commentaries in Bengali. But the first authentic English commentary of the Srimad Bhagavatam was begun by Srila Prabhupada only in 1959. And therefore, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples had a realization that In the Britishers' conquest across the different countries of the whole world, maybe there was Krishna's plan that when the British established colonies all over the world, people all across the world become familiar with English language, and all Srila Prabhupada had to do was write the Bhagavatam in English, and the Bhagavatam spreads all over the world. So in 1960-65, Srila Prabhupada brought out the 3 volumes of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in 1965, he travels to America. And then in 1966, he establishes ISKCON in New York. Just 1 year later, in 1967, Prabhupada decides to begin ISKCON in the West Coast also. And in 1967 itself, Prabhupada begins the first Rath Yatra of ISKCON. Just after that, 1968 is a historic year, because Srila Prabhupada tied up with Macmillan Company and published the Bhagavad Gita as it is. And after Srila Prabhupada's publishing the Bhagavad Gita as it is, till today, across the world, ISKCON has distributed more than 50 crore of Bhagavad Gita and related literatures. In 1969, Srila Prabhupada established the temple in Watsika Avenue, Los Angeles, Rukmini Dwarkadish Temple, which he called it as his Western headquarters. And then 1970 was a very historic year. And 1970 is the year when Srila Prabhupada established what is known as the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. So this is very interesting, that as soon as Srila Prabhupada came in 1966, he established the ISKCON Press. And one of the first books published was the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in 1970, July 28th, Prabhupada establishes a direction of management document. And in that direction of management document, he establishes the GBC. And Srila Prabhupada describes about the governing body commission of ISKCON. And then towards the end of this document, Prabhupada, within one section called the particulars of the GBC, Prabhupada mentions a point. The GBC has no jurisdiction in the publication of manuscripts, which will be handled by a separate committee, and the profits will be returned back to Srila Prabhupada. And near the end of this document, Srila Prabhupada mentions, so far as my books are concerned, I am setting up a different body of management known as the BBT, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. The trustees of this body are also members of the GBC, but their function does not depend on the GBC. The next day, July the 29th, 1970, Srila Prabhupada, he makes a draft document tentatively establishing the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust and establishing 3 trustees. Karandar Das, Rupanuga Das and Bhagwan Das. Further, March 30, 1972, Srila Prabhupada establishes the deed of trust of the BBT in Mumbai, and he says Srila Prabhupada himself is entitled to the copyright and publication rights to his writings. Desirous of creating a trust for his writing, handed over the copies of all of his manuscripts to the trustees. April of 1972, Srila Prabhupada in Tokyo, he mentions that the world is divided into 12 zones to be managed by the 12 zonal secretaries to take care of the spiritual principles in the temples. Each temple is envisaged to be independent and self-supporting. And the BBT and the book funds will be managed by a body separate from the GBC known as the BBT. And Srila Prabhupada mentions himself, Karandar Das and Balimardhan Das as the trustees. And he says, the functions of this BBT would be to collect the sales from the different centers and utilize the funds for printing of Srila Prabhupada's books and construction of ISKCON temples across the world. So this was the beginning of a series. 1972 May, Srila Prabhupada establishes the BBT California. And as the original trustees, Srila Prabhupada mentions that all of these books and manuscripts written and all books written by me in the future, including copyrights and publication rights herein. And the purpose of this trust is to carry out the printing and the various reprinting and related functions. And second is, Prabhupada created, one was the book fund, and the second was the building fund, and the building fund was specifically created to purchase various lands for the construction of temples and to repair and restore temples. And this, he mentions, the sole beneficiary of this trust in California would be ISKCON, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, incorporated by me. Then Srila Prabhupada establishes the BBT in India, and the purpose is 50% reprinting books, 50% construction of the temples, and the beneficiary for the BBT India, Prabhupada mentions, as general public. Then Prabhupada departs in 1977, and the BBT trustees in September 1988 establish BBT International. And they set it up as a religious incorporation under the California law as a non-profit. And the purpose is to maintain, protect and promote various principles of religion and promote the own purpose of spreading of religion. So this was specifically established for the promotion and propagation of religion. So we have the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust created by Srila Prabhupada specifically so that his books could be printed, published and disseminated all over the world. In the year 2018, ISKCON devotees all over the world distributed over 9.4 million books with a revenue of around $10 million. And in the 2018 itself, in the Bhadra campaign, the Srimad Bhagavatam sets were distributed. New Zealand 36 Bhagavatam sets were distributed, Malaysia 93, UK 183, America around 1200, and India topped the list with more than 5,000 sets of Bhagavatam. So if you look at the history of books in general, we find that in history, originally everything was oral tradition, and then books were written on tablets, scrolls or sheets of papyrus, and then gradually in codices, and then the press began, and gradually the mass printing of books evolved through the printing press. Vaisheshika Prabhu in his beautiful book writes and he quotes a particular quote written on the Brooklyn Public Library, which says that farther than the arrow and higher than the wings fly the poet's song and the prophet's word. The capacity and the ability for the written word to penetrate into people's heart and transform society, create revolution in society and disrupts our existing status quo is tremendous. And some examples of this can be seen in the form of Charles Darwin's Origin of Species book in 1859, which practically transformed the way people looked at creation and an alternative theory of evolution was created. And then we had The Das Kapital, written by Marx. And Karl Marx, through that book, transformed thinking and an entire new political ideology was created. And therefore, so far in history, 130 million books in terms of titles have been published. And every year in America alone, in China alone, 440,000 titles are published. So China tops the world in the number of titles published every year. In India, every year, in America every year, 300,000 titles are published. In UK, 180,000 titles every year. And in India, every year 90,000 titles are published. So today, annually, 2.2 million different titles are published every single year. But Srila Prabhupada translated and gave commentary to one title, Bhagavad Gita. Another title, Srimad Bhagavatam. Another title, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada dictated 22,000 total pages in his lifetime. And if you consider his achievements, then if you try to study the Srimad Bhagavatam, one verse with a purport every day, it will take you 50 years to complete. If you begin today. If you decide to study Bhagavad Gita, one verse with a purport every day, it will take you 2 years. And Chaitanya Charitamrita Srila Prabhupada, published in the form of 17 volumes, 11,555 verses are there. And if you take one verse and one purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita every day, it will take you 32 years, if you begin at all. And if you decide to read one page of Srila Prabhupada's other books, what he has written, then it will take you 6 years to complete the other books. And Prabhupada wrote to his disciples 7,000 handwritten and typed letters, which are preserved in the form of 5 volumes. Srila Prabhupada gave Srimad Bhagavatam lectures, which are preserved in the form of 11 volumes. Bhagavad Gita lectures are preserved in the form of 5 volumes. Srila Prabhupada's conversations, which he had with guests who came to meet him, with disciples on morning walks all together. And these conversations are not just ordinary, you know, some kind of discussion. Right? Prasad mein kya hai? It is not mundane, because Srila Prabhupada is constantly discussing from the perspective of Krishna consciousness. And even when people bring up mundane topics, they bring up politics, sociology, any kind of topic, Prabhupada would immediately start commenting from the Krishna conscious perspective. So if you take all of these conversations together, including there are, you know, audio recordings of Srila Prabhupada talking early in the morning when he is brushing his teeth with Datun and speaking about the simplicity of Vedic culture while brushing the teeth and talking about simple living, high thinking, and there are sound of Prabhupada gargling and spitting out also. And so, very rarely you would find someone who has been followed so closely, even before social media had followers. And so Srila Prabhupada's conversations span into 42 volumes. So total number of books Srila Prabhupada wrote was 147 books in total. And if you try to read one book per month, it will take you 13 years. Srila Prabhupada traveled 14 times all across the planet. And all of this, whatever I just shared, he did in 11 years between 1966 to 1977. And the last fact is the most stunning. In the age between 70 to 80 years. And therefore, what Srila Prabhupada has given us is something extraordinary. And at the very beginning of today's discussion, I wanted to highlight this point, because before even we start discussing distributing the books, we should have some idea about what books are and what makes these books special and in what context the author of this book is really special. And therefore, with that background framing, I will now share with you the main topic which I have for today, which is the four advantages of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Because you may wonder, if I distribute books, people will benefit, but what will I gain? How will I benefit? And so the first thing you will gain is humility. Because distributing books is equivalent to begging. When Srila Prabhupada went to the West, he established very clearly that you cannot go and beg to people. So how the first book distribution happened was, there was a devotee who was in the petrol pump and he filled up the petrol and he did not have money to give the proper change. So because the change was not right, so he thought, I got a Krishna book. And he looked at the Krishna book and gave it to the petrol station attendant and he said, instead of that much money, can I give you this? So the petrol attendant looked at it, took it. And that is how the first Krishna book was distributed. And the devotee came back and reported to Srila Prabhupada. And then from that point onwards, people realized that these books could be distributed amongst the general public. So when the books were written, at that point, Srila Prabhupada had written with the perspective that it can be kept in the bookstores and then distributed through the bookstores. And Macmillan published the Bhagavad Gita way back in 1968. But the book distribution concept, the way we know it, it began only in 1971. So therefore, everything takes time. And so, when we go out to distribute books, we should not expect that people are ready and waiting with a red carpet. That, oh, we were waiting for you only. Where were you all these years? No. People may not have any interest at all, and they may even wonder, what are you doing here? And therefore, the first principle which we gain is humility. Nehayat karma dharmaya na biragaya kalpate na tirthapada sevaya jivan apimrtopisa. Bhagavatam describes, if one's karma does not lead to dharma, dharma does not lead to vairagya, and vairagya does not lead to bhakti, then ultimately there is no use. And therefore, as we are presenting Srila Prabhupada's books, we should remember that for the principle of performing bhakti, humility is a very important virtue. And humility is a virtue which great souls like Rupa and Sanatan had. Ottamahuyahi nakore manah apanare achire karibe Krishna karilo udhare. So Mahaprabhu tells, because you are elevated, still you consider yourself to be humble. Therefore Krishna will deliver you instantly. Vidya bhakti buddhi bale parama praveen tabua panaka mane trinahoitehin. Rupa and Sanatan were elevated in vidya, bhakti, buddhi and bal. Still they considered themselves to be extremely fallen and unqualified. So when we go out and distribute books through this process, we will develop humility, because we are begging people, please take these books. Please have these books. These will transform your life. There was one very powerful weightlifter and was also doing a lot of martial arts. So as part of his training in martial arts, he would sometimes break pieces of bricks. And sometimes as part of his practice, he would also rip apart huge books which were bound. Because to rip apart a book is not easy. So one day, you know, he met a book distributor. And he came across this book. And then he got this Science of Self-Realization. And he had this Science of Self-Realization book. And he tried to hold it and rip it apart. And in spite of his best efforts, he just could not do it. And he was trying again and again to rip it apart. But in spite of his efforts, he somehow failed. He became humble. And he thought, what is this book which I am not able to break? And then he opened the book, started reading, became a devotee. So, when we approach a spiritual knowledge, the first principle is we have to become humble. And the devotees who are involved in distributing the books, in the process of book distribution, also become humble. I was distributing books in the local train, and then I went to one gentleman and showed him the Bhagavad Gita, and he said, I already have the Gita. My father purchased one, my grandfather purchased another one. So I said, okay, anyway, come to our temple. Gave the card, gave prasad, and while going I thought, okay, let me give him a good smile, and I said, please do come and visit our temple, your life will change. And I went to the next bogey. He kept chasing me. And he came to me and said, give me the Gita. I said, you already have two. One your father has purchased, one your grandfather has purchased. Why you want one more? He said, last 6 months my boss has been chastising me. My wife has been chastising me. My children have been chastising me. You are the first person in last 6 months who has smiled at me. Therefore, I want to purchase Gita from you. So I looked at him and I said, if I knew, I would have laughed and given whole Bhagavatam. So one book distributor went to a group of people in Russia and they were all drinking. And as soon as he went in and showed the books, they looked at him and said, get lost. But one of them said, stop, which books you have? And he showed the whole list of books. This guy picked out the Bhagavad Gita. In other hand was bottle of liquor. And with this one Bhagavad Gita, he showed to his friends and said, my dear friends, this Gita is very special. And the friends were drunk. They were bewildered, thinking, what has happened to this guy? Has he drunk more? Why is he speaking like this? He said, actually, I was going through a lot of depression and I was trying to find some solution. I found this book. I tried to read the book. It was very hard. I couldn't understand anything. I gave up. But then after a few months, I decided I'd give it one more try. So in vacation, specifically, I took this book and for a whole month, as I was reading this book, trying to understand, every word was like nectar. And then I realized, this book is very special. And therefore, I recommend that you read this book. So although he was in high state, still, he could not change his habits fully, but he developed appreciation for the Gita because you really understand how your life can transform and change. One devotee distributed books in a factory, in a company, and they were not releasing payment. They said, all the factory workers who desire can sign up and you can give those books to all of them and we will cut from their salary, but we will give you money in advance. They will come and take the books from your temple. So the devotee was following up and following up, but the chief accountant was not releasing the money. So then it was Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day festival. So this devotee went and thought, if I get the check today, it will be a great offering to Srila Prabhupada. So he went and sat right in front of the chief accountant's table, kept a photo of Srila Prabhupada, and right in front of the chief accountant started praying to Srila Prabhupada with eyes closed. So the chief accountant was bewildered because many people would come and, you know, do vasuli, but no one did this. So the chief accountant got bewildered and asked, what are you doing? And this devotee said, I am praying to my grandfather. His name is Srila Prabhupada. And today is his disappearance day anniversary. So I am praying to my grandfather so that my desires are fulfilled and I get the check from you. The lady was moved. She immediately went in. She got the check and offered it to him and said, your prayer to your grandfather is successful. So the devotee took the check and said, send all your workers today to get the books. It was Prabhupada Disappearance Day festival in the temple and hundreds of workers lined up to take Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita on the day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. And so we find that Srila Prabhupada's books, they are very much in demand from all classes of society. One person met a book distributor and he said, oh, what these books are on karma and reincarnation? The devotee said, yes. And this man said, you know what? I recently had a near-death experience. I was about to die because of a rare disease, but then I saw my soul going out of the body. And then I could see my body from outside and then I heard a sound saying, the time is not yet, for this person to die. And then I saw myself entering into the body. And I survived. And therefore, I have started believing in reincarnation. And this devotee said, do you know why you got the second chance? He says, no. He said, so that you could read this book, The Second Chance. So that you could read about why you have actually appeared in this world, understand the meaning to life, read these books. And he got the book because he had personal experience that there is something beyond death. And therefore, when we distribute books, we meet all kinds of people, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. But all of those experiences convince you, I am not the doer, and there is a power beyond me at play, and it infuses humility in your heart. I was distributing Bhagavad Gita in the local trains many years ago. The local trains in Mumbai, as you know, are extremely crowded, and you don't need any purports on that. One professor in America was asking me, the trains in Mumbai are so crowded, one day I was forced to travel in those trains. I was getting smashed from every direction. I don't know what you guys get by traveling in those trains. I said, sir, free massage. So when I entered into the train with the book bag, on one side, one man stood against my right hand, another man pushed my left hand, and right in the middle, near the door, there is this board against which my back was held, with my left and right hand completely smashed. I could not move. One gentleman comes in front of me, looks at me and says, are you Hare Krishna? I said, who else has this style? He said, do you have Bhagavad Gita? I said, yes. He said, can you give me one? I said, you can see I cannot move. But you see my bag, you put your hand inside and take the Gita. He put his hand inside, took the Gita. He asked, how much? I said, 70 rupees. He took out a 100 rupee note. I said, you see my pocket? Put the 100 rupee note in my pocket, take 30 rupees change. He put the 100 rupee note, took out 30 rupees. Gita was sold without me moving. That day I realized I am not the doer. Then I met one more gentleman and he said, you guys are distributing books. Why? You want to beg in this way or what? I said, sir, I am from IIT. Who? You are from IIT? Then what happened? You didn't get employment or what? I said, no, Baba, we are trying to distribute this book so that we can give transcendental message. And then I asked him, where are you from? He said, I am from Pune. I said, oh, I got a friend from Pune who is also leading the temple there. You can meet him. He's also from IIT. His name is Radhesham Das. So this man looked at me and said, actually, I'm a filmmaker and I'm right now making a film on what all students do to enter IIT. I'm making a film on the struggle and the effort students do to get inside IIT. But now, looks like I will add one more dimension to the film. What do people do after leaving IIT? So therefore, the second thing which you will gain by distributing books is adventure and excitement. And who doesn't like adventure and excitement? And so when Vasudeva is preaching to Kamsa, so you have this sword of Kamsa right above Devaki's head, left hand of Kamsa is holding Devaki's neck and hair, and in that next moment, that sword is going to come down. So in one sense, if you look, you may think it's a hopeless situation. What is the point in trying to preach? But Vasudev tries to stop Kamsa from killing Devaki because he says, Mrityur buddhimata pohyo yavat buddhi balodayam. It is everybody's duty to protect oneself and others from death.
And therefore, Vasudeva is not thinking whether I can stop Kamsa or not. He's just thinking, I must do my duty. And therefore, these books contain knowledge about how we can overcome the influence of death. Why? Because this verse says, Yavat Buddhi Balodayam. And how can you overcome death? On the basis of the weapon of your intelligence. And therefore, what do these books do? They sharpen the intelligence and get you a proper understanding of what is what. A devotee meets someone in Poland and then he is showing him the book and says, please read this book. And this Polish guy, he says, I'm a hunter. I kill animals. What will I read this book? You give this book to someone else. And then this devotee thought, this guy is, you know, totally disinterested. Let me share a story. And he told this man, you know, you may think this book is not useful, but still, you can purchase the book and keep it, because in future it may be useful. He said, really? How it will be helpful in future? The book distributor told him a story. A man was having trouble in his family. His wife started chastising him. His son was misbehaving. So the man really got disturbed that I am not being respected in my house and there is no status I have. Let me kill myself. So he created a facility by which he could kill himself and he started drinking so that he gets the confidence to kill himself. And as he kept drinking, suddenly his eyes went on a bookshelf. And on the bookshelf he saw the Bhagavad Gita which he had purchased many years ago through a book distributor. He thought, before I die, let me entertain myself. Took out the Gita, read it. He got inspired. He postponed the thought of suicide. Kept reading every day for a month. Then he went to his wife and gave her the book. Gave to the son. Their whole family transformed. All of them became initiated devotees. So this gentleman, book distributor, he was telling this story to this Polish hunter saying that, just see, this person who was thinking of killing himself changed his plan. The hunter said, I have also got similar situation at my family. Where I am being disrespected. But I am not thinking of killing myself. I am thinking of killing my wife. But looks like this Gita has the ability to change habits. I will also read this book and maybe transform myself. And he took the Gita. And therefore, you never know what kind of transformation can happen within whom. In Sweden, a devotee was distributing books. He met in the morning someone who never he expected to meet. And it was the Prime Minister of Sweden at that time. His name was Olof Palme. This Prime Minister, he was on a morning walk. He saw the book distributor. The book distributor said, please take the Bhagavatam. And he said, well, I don't think I have the time to read these books. He said, anyway, please take. And he said, well, I don't think I have the money. And then he checked inside, he got some money, he purchased the Bhagavatam. The Prime Minister of Sweden, Olof Palme, purchased the Srimad Bhagavatam. And after 2 weeks, he was assassinated. So we never know when death will come. But he was fortunate that before assassination, at least, he got connected and got the Srimad Bhagavatam as a gift. The third thing is, we get realizations in Krishna consciousness. Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe hoya vismay, madhyapa jabane rachitta aicheke kore. When Mahaprabhu transforms the governor, at that point, the drunkard, the drunkard is transformed. Pratapadra Maharaj, government servant, he appreciates Mahaprabhu's mercy, saying, Just by hearing, Mahaprabhu has transformed his mind and heart. Apane Mahaprabhu tara mana phiraila darshane smarane yara jagat tarila. And he says, what to speak of direct darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Anyone hears about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or reads about him in his books will also get transformed. One devotee showed a book to one man and he said, actually I would have purchased this book 100%. But you know what? I just purchased a pair of shoes. And because I purchased the pair of shoes, I spent all the money. And therefore, I do not have any money to purchase these books. The devotee said, sir, books you can, the shoes are something which will always remain in the shoe store. Because the shoe store is not moving anywhere. But once I leave you, you don't know where you will find me. So why don't you go return the shoes, get the money, take this book and see how your life changes. The man thought for a moment and he felt, makes sense. Went back, returned the shoes, got the money, purchased the book, Bhagavad Gita. When this man went back to his home, one of his friends came to his home and gave him a gift of a pair of shoes. And he realized, there is no loss when you invest in the spiritual knowledge. And therefore, tabe mahaprabhu tare kripa drishti kori aashvasya kahe tumi kah krishna hari. Mahaprabhu touches this governor and tells him that spiritual realization means three things. First is spiritual absorption in chanting of the holy names. And what is the effect of that chanting? Se kahe more jadi kara angikar ek seva deh kori vyachi tumar. That if you engage me in your service. So the second aspect is to be engaged in service. The effect of spiritual chanting and absorption in chanting is creation of service attitude. Ek egya, ek agya deh, seva koriye tumar. Engage me in your service. So Prabhupada says, you reap the benefits of chanting. You realize that when you are eager to be engaged in service. The third is, he says, go brahmana himsa koriyachi apar. Sai paap hoite mora hauka nistar. I have been sinful in killing the cows. So Prabhupada says there are two types of sins. Killing animals and insulting the Vaishnavas. And therefore, the third benefit of chanting is one becomes sensitive and overcomes the tendencies to be violent. Violent towards animals, violent towards other human beings and devotees. And therefore, when a book distributor went into a lady's house, she said, I already have, you know, the best book in creation. I do not need your books. The devotee said, why don't you see this one book? Says, no. I read all books. I have so many books in my bookshelf. I threw all of it because I found this one book to be the best. I don't know the name of the book. I keep reading this book again and again. So this devotee said, but you see this book at least. He says, no, I already have the best book. I don't need. So the devotee said, can I have a look at your best book? So the lady took him inside and she brought him to the bookshelf. And in the whole bookshelf, there was only one book kept, The Easy Journey to Other Planets by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And that is the impact this book had upon her. In Russia, there was a thief. And as he was stealing from one house, he couldn't find anything worth stealing. He found a book. He thought, let me steal this. He took the book with him. He went back and he saw on the cover was Krishna and Arjuna on the chariot. And it was Bhagavad Gita as it is by Srila Prabhupada. And this thief is thinking, oh, maybe this book is about how you can fight better. Maybe there will be techniques I can learn on stealing better. He started reading the book, he got transformed. And his realization was, I thought I am a thief. I realize everyone is a thief. They're all stealing Krishna's property. And so his enthusiasm for stealing came down. And his wife was wondering, hey, you're not going on duty every night. And then she also got a book. She also got transformed. The father-in-law was one of the topmost gangsters. And he became very worried. Ki parivar ka naam mitti mein mila raha hai. And then both of them, both husband and wife, became excellent devotees connected to the temple. And then he became a book distributor and he left his stealing activities. When he would go out to distribute books, he had previous experience. By looking at a house from outside, he could figure out how much the guy would have. And he used that previous experience to decide whether to give Gita or the Bhagavatam set. And therefore, the third principle which all of us get is realizations in Krishna consciousness. Fourth, by distributing books, we will develop our dependence on Krishna. Deha bhratan iyan arto hitva dambham bhiyam shucham sandeshatyo harirlinga darshana shravanadibhi. The entire purpose of the human form of life is somehow to connect with Krishna in any form. There was a man who was trying to study a huge book on silent meditation. For many hours he was reading, he couldn't understand anything, he got frustrated, took that book and put it in the bookshelf. The bookshelf moved and one small book from the top fell off, fell on his head on the ground. He opened the book, it was written in that book, that one line, silent meditation is bogus and not for this age. He thought, wow, this makes sense. And he saw the cover and it was Perfection of Yoga by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, unless we connect with a source of the sound vibration, in this age of Kali to focus the mind is extremely difficult. There was a doctor's conference going on. There was a young devotee, 22, 23-year-old devotee, was set up a book table outside. One doctor came out, looked at the book table and said, "For whom are these books?" And the devotee with full confidence told this doctor, "These books are meant only for you." And the doctor said, "Oh, really? Why?" He said, "Because you do not know the goal of your life." And the doctor looked at him and said, "Oh, what is your age?" Because he was thinking so much self-confidence. "What is your age?" And the devotee said, "Whose age? Body's age or soul's age?" The doctor got confused. And he said, "What is this, Baba?" And he said, "Anyway, both." So the devotee said, "Body is 22 years old and soul is eternal." And this doctor started thinking, at such a young age, someone has so much of self-confidence, must be from this book only. And he purchased the book, now he's an initiated devotee. So, Srila Prabhupada has given a fantastic blueprint by which we can actually transform ourselves in contact with these transcendental literatures. So now as you are embarking on distributing these books, please know that in India, the topmost temple which distributes books is Delhi, more than 7 lakhs Bhagavad Gita every year. And therefore, some of the Indian temples are at the topmost when it comes to distributing the books. There are 4 sutras you should try to follow. Do not judge anybody. Everybody potentially can take these books. You don't know who will transform. One devotee in Russia was in a circus distributing books, gave to one man, and this man was very angry. Don't show me these books. I don't want these books. He says, no, take. Devotee was saying. So this man got angry, took the book and threw it. That book went flying across the stadium and fell in the lap of one more person. That man saw this. He opened, took the book home, read and became initiated. So one who was given the book threw it, one on whom it fell, he got transformed. So who will transform when is beyond one's comprehension. Second, these books are like time bombs. Indradumna Maharaj got a phone, and his phone was from the mother. It was late at night, and mother said, "Dear son, please take me to Vrindavan. I want to go to Vrindavan." And Indradumna Maharaj said, "Oh, but it's so late at night, and I never heard you speaking about Vrindavan and what has happened after so many years." She said, no, please take me to Vrindavan. He said, okay, we'll discuss tomorrow morning. He kept the phone down. In the morning he called. His brother picked up the phone. And brother said, "Mother has departed." He said, "What? She just called up at night saying she wants to go to Vrindavan." And brother said, "Yes. She contracted cancer 6 months ago. And suddenly there was a change. She became sober. And then she found many books of Srila Prabhupada in the garage, dusted it and started reading those books sitting in a rocking chair several hours every day. And as she was reading the books, she became filled with fearlessness, fortitude, gravity. And it was apparent that she is getting the strength from those books. And then she ordered your lectures from your tape ministry. And every day she would hear at least 3 of your lectures. And then she developed a desire to go to Vrindavan. And ultimately she made that call because that was her last desire to go to Vrindavan. And believe me, you would send all these books for so many years to her. She never read those books. But in the last 6 months, she read all those books. And at the last moment of her life, developed her desire to attain Vrindavan. And this is the power of Srila Prabhupada's books. The third sutra. First is don't judge. Second, they are like time bombs. Third is failures are good. Because sometimes you never know. When you are talking and someone speaks something, you may think it is a failure. A devotee was distributing books on a book table. One drunken man came and he started arguing. And what was his argument? He looked at the Gita and said, Gita is not complete. So the devotee said, what you are saying? Not complete means it is complete. No, it is not complete. Anyway, he was drunk. So the devotee ignored him. And this man kept shouting, "This book is not complete, this Gita is not complete." Another drunk came there. Another drunk came and said, "You have no right to say it is not complete because you are not even Hindu." He said, "What do you mean? I am a Hindu," the first drunk said. The second drunk said, "If you are Hindu, buy this book. Buy the Gita." So the first drunk immediately took out money. Forgot about not complete. Took the Gita. Right? And then the second drunk said, "Here is second book, Krishna book. If you are Hindu, buy this also." So the first drunk purchased second one also. Then the first drunk looked at the second drunk and said, "Hey, you gave me 2 books, what about you? Are you Hindu?" "Yeah, you also purchase." So the second drunk also purchased 1 Gita. Both put their hands on each other, left the book table. So you never know whom you will meet. and you never know how they will respond. So therefore, when you are distributing, you never understand whom you are going to meet and how they will respond. One devotee was distributing coming back and he was saying, understand how there is reincarnation. So one man said, okay, give me this book coming back. I will pay you next life. So the devotee said, yeah, possible. But if there is guarantee, you will get human form. If you become dog or any other life, what will happen? Everybody started laughing. So when you distribute the books, you have to be aware that Krishna will take care in every situation and you have to play your part. There was one devotee called Damodar Das during Prabhupada's time. His responsibility was to keep Bhagavad Gita in every bookstore. So sometimes, you know, one or two copies, a few copies. So bookstores all over America, he kept Bhagavad Gita's. One gentleman walked into a bookstore in Washington, D.C., was going through some books, and then he saw this Bhagavad Gita standalone, took out and saw the picture of a person in yoga pose. You know that picture in Bhagavad Gita? Meditating and the soul is levitating and going out. So the soul is going out of the head like that. So this person got very much fascinated and he purchased this Bhagavad Gita and he read the Gita cover to cover in the next 1 month. And then he joined the temple and this young man became Niranjan Swami Maharaj. So, there was, you know, a conference which was being attended by a group of businessmen and doctors from Burma. They were all Buddhists. So a book distributor met them on a street in New York, showed him the Bhagavad Gita. So the doctor said, we are Buddhists. What is this book? So the devotee opened the picture in Bhagavad Gita where Dashavatar is there and said, see Buddha? He is one of the incarnations. So by seeing the picture of Buddha, that person purchased the Gita. When he went home, he read, and it was not directly connected to Buddhism. He went back to Burma, thought, let me give this to one Hindu friend of mine, and he gifted that Gita to a Hindu friend. The Hindu friend was a doctor, he brought it home, read the Gita, then he thought, but I am a follower of Shankara. This Gita is speaking about bhakti. I am not interested. Kept the Gita in the bookshelf. The son grew up. And when the son came to a certain age, he thought, I must study and understand English. To learn English, he was searching for books. He found the Gita. And he thought, let me try to learn English by reading the Gita. He started learning English through the Gita. By the time he came to the sixth chapter, his heart was transformed. He not only learned English, he learned the lessons of life. He became a devotee. He is the regional secretary for Burma, Srivas Pandit Prabhu. And therefore, how to distribute books? With genuine concern, with a positive attitude, and with a prayerful mood, because that is how people will accept these literatures. There was a sailor who docked in Mumbai and he wanted to buy a plant. So he purchased the plant, but that plant was Tulsi. He didn't know it was Tulsi. He kept the Tulsi in his cabin, started watering Tulsi. In 1 month, he developed desire to give up meat eating and drinking. And he was also wondering what happened. And then he went out on the streets in another city when the ship reached the harbor. And one devotee met him and gave him a Bhagavad Gita. He purchased the Gita and kept it in his cabin. Next day he went to another part of the city. The same book distributor met him. And he said, oh, you came to this part of the town. I gave you Gita yesterday. Did you read it? And this man was thinking, oh my God. I didn't know these guys will follow up so much. I purchased the Gita thinking, you know, I'll do something with it, but this guy is asking, have you read it? He said, no. He said, please read it, please read it. I beg you, I request you, your life will change. So the sailor went back. Next day he went to another part of the town, thinking that I should not find this guy. And by Krishna's arrangement, the same book distributor met him there also. And he said, have you read the Gita? And this man thought, if I tell him no, he will give me one more lecture. So he said, yeah, I read it. I read the Gita. So he said, how did you like it? And the man said, well, some parts were okay. Other parts I didn't like. So this devotee said, sir, whoever reads the Gita, they are only in two categories. Either they like it so much that they start following it, and others they reject it. You are saying some part okay, some part not okay, means you have not read the Gita. And this man thought, these guys have mystic power. And then he went back to figure out what this Gita is all about, started reading, got transformed. Now he is head pujari in one of the temples in Slovenia. So therefore, in conclusion, let us try to take this month very seriously to offer gratitude to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada for what He has done. Spending sleepless nights translating the classic Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, the Chaitanya Charitamrita into the English language. Jadi gaur na hoito tabe ki hoito kemane dharitam ge. Basu Ghosh writes like this. But for us, jadi Srila Prabhupada na hoito tabe ki hoito kemano dharitam ge. If Srila Prabhupada had not written these books, what Vedic philosophy we could have understood? And therefore, whatever we have is simply because of His efforts and all He expected from us. If you want to repay the debt or express gratitude, share what you have received with others. And therefore, we are grateful to Srila Prabhupada for establishing ISKCON, and we are grateful to Srila Prabhupada for establishing the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust International, which has been responsible for printing, publishing and the creation of such transcendental literatures over the last 50 years. Let us pray to Srila Prabhupada that during this month of December 2019, He blesses us so that we get the conviction, the strength, the desire, the inspiration, the determination to go out and distribute these books to as many people as possible, touch and transform their lives, and thus purify our existence and allow us a chance to express our gratitude to His Divine Grace. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. And now, the general of our army for book distribution, His Grace Baldev Prabhu, will now share something very inspirational. So please do sit. The prasadam is there, no problem. But please do sit and hear this concluding message.
Hare Krishna. This year, as we were about to begin our December book marathon, we saw that the 1st December was a Sunday, right? Today is a Sunday. So we're going to inaugurate our marathon, thinking who is the best person to inaugurate the marathon. And then my colleagues in the book distribution go down, Shardul Chovindra and Gauram, we decided that among the leaders, one who has heart for book distribution can speak about book distribution. So we approached Gauranga Prabhu and he said, he agreed. So today there is no verse like the Bhagavatam regular verse. And we gave the baton to him that you have to inaugurate this whole thing. And we just thought that Prabhuji will speak some few words, that's it. But Prabhupada dedicated the whole class for book distribution marathon, and I know everyone here is now enthused to do something for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure, right?
Yeah.
So let us thank Gaurang Prabhu in our traditional style by three times loudly chanting. Prabhu, I think so must have covered only half lecture only, because he has so many nectar to speak here. Recently I was hearing a beautiful lecture of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj is one of the pioneers of book distribution in the whole of world, and whichever temples he leads, you have seen that they do extremely well. Not only just in book distribution, they do in preaching, youth preaching, congregation preaching, Bhakti Vriksha. They are doing everything good, and also book distribution, right? So Gopal Krishna Maharaj told a beautiful story that one devotee, are you all hearing me? Yeah, thank you. So one devotee, he had to repair his almira, his cupboard, right? His wooden cupboard. So he sent his almira to a carpenter for repairing, to his shop. Now what happened is, in that almira, in the drawer, there were two, three small books of Prabhupada, which he forgot to take. And the whole almira went for the workshop, and the carpenter repaired the whole. And he saw in that drawer, that these two, three small books, he read those books while repairing. And by the time he repaired the almira, the book repaired him. And he became a devotee of Krishna. So these books are very powerful. And these books, wherever they reach, they make an impact. We may not be able to see them, but they do make an impact. In fact, I was also hearing the same video, Maharaj was mentioning Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, that he met one devotee in Russia. The devotee is one of very, very well-known book distributors in Moscow. So he asked, how you became a devotee? The story was powerful. This devotee said that, I was born in a Christian family, Orthodox Christian family, and a father put me in a training school, 5-year training school, by which after 5 years I'll become a priest in a church, a pastor. So I had completed 4 years of my training, and the last year was going on. And soon I was supposed to be a pastor. And then I got one Prabhupada book. I read the book after 4 years of training in that church. Then I came out, I started chanting Hare Krishna, and I became a devotee. And because this book taught me more than what I learned in those 4 years, so I decided to dedicate my life distributing these books. So we can find all over the world, especially in December. In December in India, at least we have a good season, right? It's like now winter is coming up. It's not much of perspiration, not much of heat. But in countries like Russia, in Europe, they have minus 10 degrees, minus 15 degrees. In Serbia, they distribute books in minus 40 degrees. You know what is minus 40? We only plus 40 experience, right? But minus 40, they distribute books. And they do more because they are enthused. They are convinced that Srila Prabhupada, actually of all things he emphasized, one thing he emphasized the maximum, especially in cities, is distribution of books, because that is the best form of preaching, right? So every year we launch our book distribution marathon. It's indeed great that on the 1st December, this day, Sunday, we had an inaugural talk. In the Sunday feast lecture also, we have a very good fortune that His Grace Shruta Kirti Prabhupada disciple is going to come, and he is going to speak all beautiful pastimes of Srila Prabhupada related to book distribution. So kindly join for that program. If you are not available, at least be on live and then you hear this talk also. So what is this? A lot of things happening in our temple. You could see that there is something different this time in the marathon. As I today walked in the temple, I saw many banners floating in, many things here and there. So I want to ask one of our colleagues in the book godown, Tarun Gaurang Prabhu, can you tell us what is this all about?
Hare Krishna. So this time we have come up with a very unique theme for book distribution. Every year we are approaching devotees asking for, you know, please distribute books in your local areas and wherever possible. And many times devotees you know, they find it difficult that how we can distribute so many books and, you know, so many different responsibilities we have in our as a job, as family, we are doing so many things. So where we get the time? So that's why this time we have come up with, you know, this Mahine Ka Panch. You must have seen on the banners and posters. That means every devotee should or try to at least minimum 5 books try to distribute. Those who are doing more than 5, please continue. But those who are finding it difficult to do, you know, or attend, you know, some book stalls and wherever you have opportunity to attend, but still you can continue doing at least 5 books in an entire month. And I don't think it's a difficult job. Do you agree with me? Say Hari Bol. Hari Bol. So by the end of the month, we have, you know, good number of score. And it is not just about score and doing some sales and marketing. It is a unique opportunity for all of us to express our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, because of whom we all are, you know, having such nice darshan of Radha Gopinath, such nice philosophy to hear, nice prasadam. So all these gifts we have received, in that exchange we have to reciprocate a little bit by just 5 books. So Shadbhuj Prabhu will tell in more detail.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Tarangarang Prabhu and Balde Prabhu. So I just want to talk about one concept. Generally we don't realize this, but there is always a voice in our mind which tells us what we can do and what we cannot do. It is not very obvious to others, it is perhaps not obvious to us also, but there is always a voice which tells us, yes, you can do this, you cannot do this. For example, whenever we talk about book distribution, or let's distribute books, most of the times there is a voice inside which is loudly telling us, na beta na, ye tumse na ho payega. So that voice is so loud that even if perhaps the Lord himself comes and says, please distribute books, help me spread this mission, because that voice inside is so loud, we may not be able to, you know, give our full energy for book distribution. So what we have done this time is that there is a research which says that if we set very realistic targets and targets which are very easily achievable, then we can start believing that we can do it. So that's why this year we have set the target of distributing 5 books in a month. That is the month of December. We are on 1st December. There are 31 days in December. So if each one of us decides that, okay, in this whole month of December, my quota is only 5 books, 5 Mahabig books, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, whatever, what happens is that we tell that voice inside, that voice inside makes us believe that, yes, 5 books is okay. It is easily, you know, achievable. But suppose I had said, okay, 5 box in a month, then again that voice will say, no, na beta, na ho payega. So that is the magic. So that's why it's like, you know, we are saying Mahine Ka Panch. It's not Mahine Ka Panch. It's like Mahine Ka Panch. And but if we try to do that, if we just keep that target that, okay, let me see, you know, let's look at distributing just 5 books in a month, we might find that that whole experience will be so enriching and enlivening, you won't stop at only 5. So that's why we have just, trying to promote this mood of every devotee. If they take up a personal quota of just 5 books in a month, our overall, the whole experience of book distribution, you'll relish it. And obviously, the score is secondary. It is important, but secondary at the same time. And we'll see that the entire score of the temple also improves. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, 1 minute. Hare Krishna. 2-3 minutes or... So so next time we meet each other, we will say Hari Bol, right? But in the month of December, we'll add one more thing. Hari Bol, aapka panch hua kya? Aapka panch hua? Panch hua? Right? I am not going to ask you, aapka panch hua. Who's going to ask each other? Everyone. So what is Hari Bol, aapka panch hua? Lift a phone, Hari Bol, Prabhuji, aapka panch hua. And then you start the talk. So unless we bombard and remind, I'll tell you, as soon as you leave the hall, you're going to see your poha, your khichdi, and your kokum juice, you'll forget. Still we arrange the banners and the boxes in front of you, but as soon as you leave the temple gate, you'll forget. Because you have so many WhatsApp messages to answer, Facebook messages, Twitter, and so many things are pending. Today is Sunday, kal raat ko soya nahi, sona bhi hai mereko. All those things are still pending in your mind. So let us remind each other, Panch hua kya? Nahi hua. Then we will actually think of this, making this five. So is it possible? It is very difficult, right? Not very difficult. What do you think? Not very difficult. So just five books in a month, and the whole spirit of marathon will build up. Sochi hai, agar Radha Gopina temple ke agar 5000 bhakt sirf 5 book ke liye aage badhenge, to har ek devotee jab isme assemble hoke kare kuch, will do something, the spirit will be overwhelming. It will be heard all over the world. Chopati ka har ek bachcha, har ek mataji, har ek prabhuji, har ek varishth vaishnav, sab log kya kar rahe hai? 5 book baat rahe. Because every time we have marathon, there are only few devotees who distribute books. Others are watching. Karo karo, ashirwade. So if everyone do, what happens? That will be a spirit generated. There will be a big explosion of book distribution marathon. We're going to try out this, right? We are trying with experiment. But the experiment will be successful not by my announcements, but by you doing all that things. So we also have introduced this time a unique method. You can see this beautiful there, Tulabhar, right? Dekha ki nahi abhi tak? Dekha nahi? Dekh lijiye. Tulabhar means, this is a traditional methodology since Vedic age, where a person sits in a Tulabhar and as per his weight, he gives donation. It's available in many South Indian temples, also in many North Indian temples. This was introduced in Chopati 4 to 5 years back, just for one day. And then we stopped it. But other ISKCON temples picked up. ISKCON Pune, ISKCON Mirror, ISKCON Juhu, ISKCON Kargar, ISKCON Delhi. And they did it for whole month and they have enhanced their scores. So we thought, humne chalu kiya ek din ke liye, band kar diya. Baad mein chalu nahi kiya humne. Because we are thinking, I don't know whether everyone likes or not. So this time we took consent of all senior devotees in our temple. What do you all think about this? And everyone said, go for it. So right on the day one, we have Tulabhar here. Anyone who wishes to join this program, kindly bring your relatives, your friends. If no one is available, you can also sit there. And equal to your weight will be the Gita kept there. And that many Gitas will be distributed to poor people in the villages. We are also sending it to people abroad where there are missionaries trying to spread their mission. We are going to reach them and spread Krishna consciousness. Also, we will be also distributing this in the schools and colleges, especially out of Mumbai. So this is the plan for this Tulabhar. We also have a Gita Dan Yagya coming soon on the 8th of December, next Sunday. Please join that too also. Our bus party this time has gone to Alibag. They just today morning left, so more details will come in the next announcements next Sunday. So kindly tune in. Now, one very important thing I want to, in the end, emphasize, also tell you that we want to reveal some important statistics to all of you. Ek bahut important statistics aapko batana chahta hu ki last year hamare mandir ne 95,000 books kiya. Hari bol. Such good score, right? 95,000 books by Radha Gopinath temple devotees. Right. So now I want to ask you one small question. It's a simple, I am like your friend, like your servant. I'm asking you, how many of you last year, aap mein se kitne log, prem se, Bhagawan ke samne, aapne haath upar kare boliye ki, aapne kam se kam ek book to distribute kiya marathon mein. Good. Keep your hands down. So now we can see, each of us, we can see that not many devotees were able to raise their hands. No problem, that's okay. But the problem is now big. The big problem is, every year in India, the preaching is increasing day by day by day. Number of devotees are increasing. Kitne sare devotees badh rahe hain. Hamare database mein itna entry ho raha hai har saal. Kartik Yatra mein log badhte ja rahe hain. इनिशिएशन के लोग बढ़ते जा रहे हैं, इसका मतलब प्रीचिंग हो रहा है। पूरे इंडिया में लोग भक्त बन रहे हैं और वो सारे लोग बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन कर रहे हैं, इसलिए हर टेंपल का स्कोर बड़ा हो रहा है। इस्कॉन दिल्ली का स्कोर 10 साल पहले 2.5 लाख था, प्रभु जी बोल रहे बस 7 लाख है करने का टारगेट है। इस्कॉन जू का स्कोर था 1 लाख था, अभी 2.25 लाख हो गया। इस्कॉन पुणे पीछे था 50,000, अभी ये बार 3 लाख का टारगेट रखा है उसने। इस्कॉन मीरा रोड 20,000 था, लास्ट टाइम 60,000 कर दिया। इस्कॉन खारगर ना टेम्पल बना भी नहीं अभी उनका, उनका 10,000 था, लास्ट टाइम 60,000 किया। और इस्कॉन चौपाटी 4 साल से घटते जा रहा है, घटते जा रहा है। लोग बढ़ रहे हैं लेकिन स्कोर घट रहा है, तो समझ में नहीं आ रहा क्या हो रहा है, प्रसाद कम पड़ रहा है क्या कम पड़ रहा है। देखो 4 years back आवर स्कोर लैक वॉज 1,25,000, ओके, इज ऑल डन बाय ऑल ऑफ यू ओनली। उसके बाद का नेक्स्ट स्कोर है 1,18,000, उसके बाद का स्कोर था 1,10,000, और लास्ट ईयर टू द अमेजमेंट एंड सरप्राइज टू एवरीवन, वी वेंट बिलो 1 लाख, विच इज नेवर डन इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ राधा गोपीनाथ टेम्पल, एंड जस्ट बिकॉज एवरीवन डिड नॉट पार्टिसिपेट। सो देयरफॉर इज मिशन 5 महीने का, सिर्फ एवरीवन डज 5, सबको 5 ही करना है बस, लेकिन वो 5 से ऐसा बड़ा इतिहास रचने वाला है, मैं आपको गारंटी बोलता हूं। आप 5 करो बस अपना अपना, 2 लाख तो होगा, भगवान के सामने बोल रहा हूं। आप अपना 5 कीजिए, दूसरे को मत देखिए कर रहा है कि नहीं कर रहा, मुझे करना है बस। हम दूसरों को देखते हैं, मेरा काउंसलर नहीं कर रहे, मेरा मेंटर नहीं कर रहा है, ये सीनियर ब्रह्मचारी हमारे मंदिर से आते वो तो कर ही नहीं रहे, कुछ बोल ही नहीं रहे, तो मैं क्यों करूं। आप प्रभुपाद की तरफ देखिए, राधा गोपीनाथ की तरफ देखिए और अपना 5 कीजिए। जो नहीं कर रहे हैं वो भी 5 करेंगे अपना, वो 5 करते करते वो 5 का 2 लाख टोटल होगा, ये गारंटी के साथ बोल रहा हूं। क्योंकि मैं देखा है लास्ट 10 ईयर्स में आप लोग के साथ में बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन करते हुए कि आई हैव सीन दैट दिस कांग्रीगेशन हैज पावर, बट जस्ट लाइक जाम्बुवन हैड टू टेल हनुमान जी भाई तेरे पास पावर है जब मार, सो एवरी ईयर आई कीप टेलिंग यू यू हैव पावर, सो काइंडली पार्टिसिपेट इन अ बिग वे, एंड आई नो दैट ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू जस्ट अस 5, वो 5 का इतना बड़ा फायर होगा संकीर्तन का कि January 14 को जब अनाउंस करेंगे हम स्कोर, तो आप भी हक्के बक्के रहेंगे गारंटी के साथ में। रिकॉर्डिंग हो रहा है, सुनाऊंगा आप लोगों में बाद में आपसे। सो प्लीज काइंडली राइज, द बुक्स आर देयर इन द गोडाउन नाउ, द बुक्स आर देयर इन द कोर्टयार्ड, प्लीज टेक बुक्स। अगर बुक्स डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन नहीं हो रहा है फिर से लेके आइए, लेकिन आज कृपा करके पहले दिसंबर में आपके घर पे आप किताब लेकर जाइए। और आपको लग रहा है 5 काम है प्रभु जी, कोई बात नहीं, हमने 5 लिखा है, 5 के पीछे 5 बुक हो सकता है, 5 बॉक्स होता है, 5 लॉरी भी हो सकता है, 5 जलदूता शिप भी हो सकता है, वो आप आगे ऐड कीजिए, लेकिन कम से कम 5 बुक सबको करना नहीं है, राइट? करना नहीं है, करना करना करना, थैंक यू। सो काइंडली टेक दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी, टुडे इज अ ऑस्पिशियस बिगिनिंग ऑफ जस्ट लाइक मंथ ऑफ कार्तिक, मंथ ऑफ पुरुषोत्तम, वी प्लान सो मच, दिया रोज दिखाना है, ये नहीं खाना है, चैंटिंग ज्यादा करना है, प्लीज प्लान, दिस इज मंथ ऑफ बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन मैराथन। प्रभुपाद को अगर सच में आंतरिक रूप से प्लीज करना है, नो अदर मंथ देन डिसंबर मंथ, एंड प्रभुपाद विल स्माइल एट ऑल ऑफ अस। प्रभुपाद इज स्माइलिंग लिटिल लेस इन इस्कॉन चौपाटी नाउडेज बिकॉज स्कोर इज गोइंग डाउन, बट लेट अस मेक हिम स्माइल ऑल द वे मोर बाय 5, 5, 5, 5 एंड मेकिंग इट 2 लाख्स। हरे कृष्ण, श्रील प्रभुपाद बुक मैराथन की जय।
हरि बोल। हरे कृष्ण, वी हैव अनाउंसमेंट फ्रॉम बेस, there is a seminar in Hindi on overview of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13 to 18, by His Grace Baldev Prabhu, that will be held on 21st and 22nd December. Timings are 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Please visit basechopati.com.